Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
I'm John Richards from KEXP, and welcome back to the KEXP Runcast, a podcast we've been doing for a few years now, but now we have a dedicated space here at the station. And I welcome listeners who are out there who have never heard this podcast before. And for those of you who've been running to these podcasts, and I hear from a lot of you, welcome back. It is good to be with you to hopefully inspire you on your run, give you a little motivation to get out of the house and actually go run, and maybe even run a race. Even if you've never run before, the second you start, you're a runner. And for those who don't run and listen to this podcast for inspiration, I welcome you as well, no matter what your activity is. And I do count walking as a very important activity. We got new episodes every 2 weeks from June to October. We might have a guest or two on the show and a special guest mixing the music on one of these podcasts. I'll tell you more as we get closer to it. I just want to get right into the music, though. And a song I've been playing a ton on my morning show, and it is a great motivational running song. It's Camp Cope here. This is Running with the Hurricane. It is good to be back, and you are not alone.
Well, I can't get out of this hole I've found. I've seen the light. It's not going out. She talks me up. I bring myself down. Comparing the best parts of you to the worst in myself. I get sorry for thinking about anyone else. And if this is the bottom, I can show you around. There's no other way to go.
disappear to the
I'm
The great commute from Nation of Language, Ian Station with Fade and Camp Cope, Running with the Hurricane. That great commute song I love so much. And we have been in a lot of gray here in Seattle. You got to motivate yourself in different ways to get out of the house and start running. Since we last talked, I've run both the Portland and the Surf City Marathon. And I got to tell you, Portland was a PR for me that I didn't see coming. I think I trained the entire pandemic for it. And seeing all the humanity getting back together, a crowd running together in those early hours in Portland, motivated me to speed up just a little bit. And with all the bad news out there, if you feel like you're giving up on humans, I encourage you, sign up for a race. Get out there. Start running with other people. 5K, 12K, 50K, 100K, whatever it might be. Just joining humanity, being out there on a collective mission together really might bring you back to that ultimately humans are good and that you aren't alone. This is Beach House, Once, Twice Melody. Let's keep running.
We'll be right back.
Lucius Next to Normal, Mitski the Only Heartbreaker, Hatchie This Enchanted Beach House Once Twice Melody here on your Runcast. I hope your run's going well. We'll get right back to it after a short break.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Odessa, The Last Goodbye. I love running to this song.
Let me down easy. For your love for me is gone. Let me down easy. Since you feel to stay here alone, I know it's all over. But the last goodbye.
Let me down easy. electricity.
Toro y Moi magazine, DOS with Jumpin', a BBO sound machine motivating you with electricity. I recommend running to that whole record. And Odessa, always a great group to run to. I mentioned races earlier in this runcast, but even more important, I wanted to acknowledge that I didn't do a race I signed up for, and that's the first time I've ever done that. I had signed up for the Eugene Marathon, and my sister died a few months back, and I made the decision to not push myself to train for that race. I felt like I may push myself too hard. Injuries may be coming my way, and I really just needed to focus on my mental health. It didn't mean that I wasn't running. It doesn't mean that you're not running or you're a failure if you don't do a race, but you really got to find what you need and who you are. Back in the day, I used to run races trying to chase other people, not letting people pass me or having to do a race or a length of a race because how other people were doing or how it's done or what other people thought was the best plan. It is your plan. That goes with running or anything else. When you train, when you sign up for something, whatever your success is time-wise, that's up to you. And I encourage you to do it. Don't let those things outside of your comfort zone or outside of your own needs and wants and goals decide what you're going to be doing on this training run, maybe on a race. But I just hope you run for you. Run for your own mental health. Be in the moment. Nothing better than being in the moment, but music and running. And that's what we're doing right here on the Runcast. This is the mainline song from Spiritualized here on the Runcast.
city again.
So don't let it get you down. No.
Dead with Bad Love, The Hunt with a Zola Jesus song, I Can't Stand. God, that motivates me. And Spiritualize, the mainline song, that entire new record is super motivating. Hope this run cast is motivating for you on this run. Tell everyone you know about it. We'll be doing these every few weeks, trying to motivate you to run, to train, to just get outside and spend time being in the moment. That's what running and music are all about. That's why those two things are so important in my life, and I hope in yours as well. I want to remind you that you can email us, runcast@kexp.org. Again, runcast@kexp.org. If you have any feedback questions, we'd love to hear from you. Also, big thanks to Isabel, our podcast producer and licensed administrator. If she wasn't working so hard on this podcast, I don't know if the Runcast would happen. So thank you, Isabel. Appreciate you. Same with Owen Murphy, our producer, and our friends over at Brooks Running, who remind you always to run happy, as I always try to do. I'd also like to thank all the people who support KEXP. You are the ones who make this all possible. We cool down on this podcast, usually mellow out on the last song, and I love this one. Love the song and the message. It's from Widow Speak. It's called Everything is Simple, and that's what running is all about. It's a simple activity, but man, it saved my life, and maybe it'll save yours. You're not alone.
Everything is simple till it's not. Learn to love the ropes when you were caught. You see, they could be braided a different way. Sinking into nothing, you learn to stay.
Simple too.